Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Because if you have not thanked Him, you don't qualify. We don't start praying by asking God things. We start praying by thanking Him, okay? Thanking Him for what He has done and what? And praising Him for who He is. Okay? Worshipping Him for His what? For His greatness. We revere You for Your greatness. Then you now begin to declare. Okay? You begin to declare. What do you declare? You declare based on the provisions of God for you and the promises of God for you. You declare based on the provision and the promises of God for you. So there are so many provisions and promises of God for you. One of them is, He said He has actually what? Made us. He has actually qualified us. He's not going to be qualifying us. He's already done it. He's qualified us to be partakers, okay, of the divine inheritance in the light. Okay, the divine inheritance of the saint in light. So the saint in light, he's talking about the enlightenment with the word of God. Any saint who is actually, who has put on the armor of light, it means that the saint has lighted all the parts of the armory. So there are spiritual armor that controls and protects your head. If the saint is wearing it, it means the saint is aware of that armory. If the saint has actually put on a girdle, a breastplate, it means the saint is aware and is knowledgeable in the breastplate. The saint has put on what? The cummerbund or the girdle, because it is on the girdle that the weapons hang. That means the saint is aware of how the sword of the Spirit works. Then the gospel, you shod your feet with the gospel of peace, or the preparation of the gospel. That means the saint is aware of all the what? The details of how to preach the gospel to people and transform them with the word, the message. So, because each of the departments of the armory provide a light of understanding to you. So it is the saint in the light. So, do you get my point now? Yeah. So only the saint who understand the compositions of the word of God or departments of the word of God, they are the only ones who are saint in light. You may be a saint, but darkness is about you. And darkness is overwhelming you. You will be just a flicker of light, but in a very heavy dark place. Have you seen that light can be in a very dark place? Huge. Do you understand? You can be just a light, just a small flicker of light, but in a very dark place. Gross darkness. But you can be a lamp shining, outshining what? Darkness. Are you together? For example, maybe you are in the city center, you are in a city somewhere, in the city center. People have come to, erect a big stage, and then over 60,000 people have gathered, and there's light all around. Wherever you stand, you could what? You can see lighting system there. Have you seen that thing before? So you will notice that, wow, the light is working there, and it's even giving you pictures for you to see, your eyes to see. But you may be at a very dark place and far place. That means the light is revealing. That is so the knowledge of God is a light given unto you. So the more you know, the more light you become. So they are saints in light. And I want to declare that I'm a saint in light. Thank God that this house, you don't lack that such capacity. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Yes. Then he talks about the grace of God in truth. Now, grace multiplies. The Bible says in the book of 2 Peter, chapter number 1, verse number 2. It says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God, or through the knowledge of the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. So he says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of our Father. Okay? God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? So if you read, you see 2 Peter chapter number 1 verse 2. Okay, so he says, grace and peace be multiplied to you in an activity. What is that activity? In the knowledge of God and of the Lord Jesus our Lord. So the more you know, you have the knowledge of God and Jesus, okay, The more you have grace, the more you compound grace, and then what?
Peace.
The peace. In the midst of a storm, your heart is still stable.
Yes.
That's peace.
Hallelujah.
Because faith will give you that peace.
Yes.
Are you with me now?
Sure.
It's very, very important. So, grace in truth. Somebody say grace in truth.
Grace in truth.
Now, grace only multiplies when you have the truth of the word of God. When the word of God is expressed in truth. There are those who are teaching the word of God in a lie. There are those who are teaching the word of God because of their bellies. There are those who are teaching the word of God for other various intentions. Some of them want to remain relevant in this dispensation. Some of them, they've seen that, wow, some young guys have come, the way they are teaching, they will take over all our members. So let's begin to now discredit them because they call themselves prophets. You know? And sometimes they think that when they have such intentions, we won't see. When we pray, God reveal everything to us. He tells us, you know, the things that people are thinking. But you see, if you have the love of Christ, you lift up and say, Father, forgive them. They know not. Show them your kindness and your love. Do you understand point now?
Sure.
Now, that is actually the winning area. The winning field. It's a winning mindset. So people teach for all kinds of reasons. They teach for all kinds of reasons. But are you teaching because of the word of God? Are you teaching because of the word of God? I don't teach you finances in the word of God because I want your money. No, I want you to be enlightened. I want more light with you so you can take your decisions. And I don't do it every day. Have you seen it? No. So it's not every day because of a drive. No. God, there's an intention. That's why you're doing that. The people must know Jesus in every department of him. Because Jesus is the head, the church is his body. So the head is rich. That is what it means. So there's grace of what? Truth. In the book of Colossians chapter 1 verse 6. If Apostle can help us quickly. I'm just highlighting some of the things that we need to know as a way of fulfilling the divine mandate given unto us. I will love it if you start from the third verse.
Colossians chapter 1 from verse 3. We give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus.
So we give thanks to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying for you, always for you. Then he says, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus. So how does your faith in Christ Jesus come about? Somebody might hear the works of faith, your exploits in the spiritual environment. Somebody, wow, the guy is an intercessor. You always find him praying. You always come and tell the facility manager, please open the church for me, or you go and register, oh, Apostle, I want to be praying here with two people, 2 hours every day. So you come, they open the altar, then you are here, you are praying, every day you are interceding. It's not like, Father, give me the rod of Moses, like the lady was talking about, you know, but you are praying, interceding for people's businesses. Father, in Jesus, we thank you for the faithful, the worldwide word members, and the church at large. I pray that they will be enlightened with the word of God. As they hear the man of God preach the word, they will understand, and they will bear fruit, and their fruit will remain in the name of Jesus. That means you are not selfish, you are not thinking about yourself. You want the church of Jesus to be fulfilled. The agenda of God he set in the church to be fulfilled. As you are doing that, do you know what he will do for you? It will beat your imagination. All the things you can ask comes to your mind. But all the things Jesus has prepared for you has never come to your mind yet. So which one do you want? All the things Jesus has prepared for you, it hasn't come to your mind yet. He says, ear has not heard, nor what? Your eyes have not seen. It has not even come to your heart. You can't comprehend what he has prepared for you. So you, what you have prepared for yourself is what comes to your mind. I want a house. I want a car. These are small things. But he wants to give you power over them. Power over what? Buildings where you know you now have power to acquire lands and build at your own word comfort. What you want is what you get. Do you get my point?
Sure.
Yes. Where you have power over vehicles, cars, whatever, you want to go to them to customize for you what you want. So when God is, he gives you power to get well. It's not car. You don't pray, Father, I'm praying, fasting 3 days and 3 nights because of a car. No. We don't do that. Get the power over them. So God can give you an idea. It is a power over something. Mm. God can give you power over industries, and you are best at establishing some things.
Yes.
Are you hearing my point now?
Sure.
In this season, I speak that the businesses of this house will flourish in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Are you hearing my point? It is a prayer that I've been praying. Wherever you are, online, each wherever, that your businesses will flourish. It will be up there in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Glory be to Jesus.
Glory.
I want to see God elevate you people to higher hems of affairs in this country.
Amen.
Are you with me now?
Yes,
are you with me now?
Yes, sir.
Glory be to Jesus. Somebody.
Amen.
Somebody say amen to the Lord now.
Amen.
So grace of God in truth. So grace only multiplies when you are hearing the truth of the word of God and applying the truth of the word of God. The reason why people come here, we teach them the word of God, they start applying, they start receiving results, is that we teach the truth in the word. So when you start applying what is truth, power follows. Testimony what? Follows. But when you hear a lie and you practice it, nothing happens. You say, I've been practicing this for years, nothing is happening. Because you have heard a lie. But when you hear the truth of the word of God and you start practicing it, you will start seeing results. If you are faithful in practicing, you will see results, quick results.
Hallelujah.
Am I talking to somebody right now?
Sure.
Thank you, Jesus. So grace in truth. So Apostle is reading for us. He says what? The fourth verse.
Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of your love for all the saints.
Now remember the construction. Since we had your faith in Christ Jesus, you have faith in Christ. And your love also for the brethren. So you have to love the brothers. So you come to church, your brother, your sister is sitting, but you have to have love for them. So we are each other's keeper. Somebody can call you, encourage you. You can say, oh brother, I'm going through something. I want you to, you know, spend time with me in prayer. You have to dedicate time and pray with a person. Oh brother, there's an idea that I miss it. I want you to help me. It has to be. Not in a dubious way, no. Do you understand? In a clear and pure conscience, pure mindset. That's what the Lord requires of us. Now, what again?
It's five.
Yeah.
Because of the hope which is laid up for you in heaven.
Now, so because also of the hope which is laid up for you, this is the same as the book of Peter where he talks about the hope that has been laid up for us. First, 2 Peter as well, chapter 1. Because of the hope that has been what? Laid up, stored up in heaven for us. So it's a hope stored up in heaven for us. And I'll teach you that hope in our dispensation right now. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Now let's go. It says what again?
Which you heard before in the word of the truth of
so
the
God. You have heard it in circulation. You have heard this. That there's a hope laid for you. Okay? You have heard it in the word of the truth of the gospel. You've heard it. It's the truth. So people think that we are going to get heaven before we receive it. No. The Lord says that it has been what? Laid up in heaven for us. So when the time comes, those fortunes are released unto us. It has to be taught so that you know them. And it's time bound because some of the hope is time bound. It has to be given to you. It has to be given to you. The last one that will be given unto us for us translation is our new bodies. It's also part of the hope that has been preserved for us. Do you know that? That is why we are groaning, because we are groaning for a new body. And it is prophecy in the word that Jesus will give us a new body. This body is of the earth, but he will give us a heavenly body. And that's why he said, I'm going to prepare that house for you. When I'm done, I will come and receive you to myself. So that where I am, you can be. Because where I am, you can't come with what? Flesh and what? Blood. Do you understand? He says that nobody should deceive you. He said, for flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven. You can't ascend with flesh and blood. That is why when God wants to take you to heaven, he has to take you in the spirit. Your spirit has to be taken to that visitation. And because your spirit has understanding, you know, memory, you can see it, hear it, talk, and witness it so it can be stored. So when you come into your body, you begin to share. Out-of-body experiences, you know, supernaturally. Do you get my point now?
Sure.
Now, a lot of people don't believe that there's an out-of-body experience of believers. Now, they're associating everything to devils. No! No, 1,000 times no. No, Peter and the rest of them is scattered in the Bible. They had experiences. Jesus spoke with them in the spirit. Are you understanding that?
Sure.
You see, so people are becoming bankrupt to the supernatural. Because we have become too worldly. Then he says what?
Verse 6.
Yes.
Which has come to you, as it has also in all the world.
So the thing that have been laid, which is the hope, has come to you, as it has also come to all the whole world. Yes. That what?
And it's bringing forth fruit.
Because in teaching it, it's bringing forth fruits. So we need to teach it so that it brings forth fruit to Jesus. We have to teach it so that it brings forth fruit to Jesus. Now what again?
As it is also among you, since the day you heard and knew the grace of God in truth.
So you will know the grace of God only in truth. So whenever we are teaching the word of God in truth, people begin to multiply in grace. Yes. Somebody shout, my grace is multiplying. The grace of God upon my life, is multiplying. Now, so Jesus is telling you that there's a grace upon you that he has bestowed upon you. And it multiplies when the knowledge of God is revealed in truth to you. Then somebody says, there's no grace upon you. No, that's not the point. Jesus is saying, I'm empowering you. Then we are saying, it's an African mentality sort of. Jesus is saying, I died for you. Now I've given you all the authority. Go. Then somebody says, no, what kind of authority do I have? No, it's only Jesus who has authority. Get your authority. It sounds humble, but it's a callous statement. Amen? Yes, in the kingdom, we don't entertain such mediocrity. Do you understand? They are jokers. We don't entertain that. Jesus is saying, all authority in heaven I've given unto you. Go and use it. He says, I've given you, carry, so that you receive power from what? On high. Then the people have received power to preach the gospel, to heal the sick, to raise the dead and all of them. They receive the power. Then they say, no. I don't have no power. You know, they are making Jesus a lie. He said, you shall receive power. He didn't say, I'll receive the power and then when you go, I will just be a boy for you. No. He said, you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Why don't you tell the people, I don't have any Holy Ghost. How can God come and live in me? May a dirty, filthy person like me, God cannot come and live with me. No. Jesus said, when we were even yet sinners, Christ died for us so that his Father will live in us. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus even prayed and says, not that my Father himself loves you, not that I will pray before. He said, my Father himself loves you, so I will come and make, in you, our abode in you, I will come with my Father to live in you. That's what people, we have the Holy Spirit dwelling in us. So some of the things sounds humble, but it is out of the knowledge of God. It is out of place. We need to discard those things. It will not make anybody develop their potential in Christ. Jesus wants all of us to build our capacities. Know Jesus for yourself. I love the testimony where he says, in this ministry, when I joined this ministry, I now can say I know Jesus for myself. In studying about Moses, that's what I saw. Moses instituted all the things God had asked him to institute, and Moses was never in charge of it. He didn't meddle. He went to live in the mountain and wanted to know God for himself. Do you know that? He wanted to know God for himself. Aaron was in charge. When Aaron makes mistakes, he comes to correct it and goes back. He was never envious and jealous. These are our people who have done ministry ahead before us. They are gathering for everything. And they are even fighting for the young generation that God has brought. And because of that, they want to devise teaching to discredit them. But you see, when these things are happening, the more they thrive. Amen? The atmosphere is full of fire. Fire in the atmosphere.
The sister commanded to die. The cancer is dead.
I see Ghana College of Physicians and Surgeons. I don't know why in the realm of the spirit I am playing with you like a football at a Jesuman.
That's why I come with
in the realm of the spirit, they have enchanted a kind of gross darkness atmosphere to follow this woman. Sometimes it's like a voice wants to penetrate through. He said, you shall not hear it again. For I, the Lord, I have looked upon you and have considered you.
Amen.
And I have loved you and I will deliver you.
Amen.
And I will set you apart.
Amen.
The assurance of salvation is within the knowledge that you have received. and it is sealed by the faith of God and it is operated by the love of God, so that you can actually live and hope for what is ahead.
The Bible said today, if you shall hear his word, do not harden your heart as in the days of the rebellion, as they rebelled and perished, but believe, so that I never understand. There shall be signs, there shall be wonders, there shall be miracles for somebody who believes.
Join the Lord's General, Prophet John Amache, for this month's special edition of GTV, happening month of February, Thursday 27th and Friday 28th February 2025 at 5:30 p.m. prompt at the Hale City Church, number 14 Boundary Road, East Legon, Accra. Connect online via World Wide Word Television or our diversified online platforms.
Light the world with the word of life.
Is a word of life with the Lord's General, Prophet John Anoche.
You're not saying amen.
Amen.
You will flourish in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus showed me mantles that were, can people were picking 3, 4, 5, 10.
Amen.
That you are thinking less of yourself. But let me tell you, Jesus sees you as a higher bulldozer than yourself.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You will manifest in the name of Jesus. But you need to stay with the word. You need to stay with the word. You need to be on point with the word. Don't misquote, misrepresent, and miscalculate the word of God. No. You need to be, because grace only multiplied when you are in the truth of the word. And I see your grace multiplying in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Somebody high five your neighbor and say, I see your grace multiplying. Say, as it's also among you since the day you heard and knew the grace of God in truth. So the grace of God multiplies when you are in truth of the word of God. The book of Titus chapter number 2 verse 11 to 15 also says the same thing. I love Titus, okay? I love that faithful man that was paired with Apostle Paul. He was, you know, a deep guy. He was a very deep guy. Now, he's the one that actually, he's one of them also that account for the grace of salvation. Okay? Yes, as, you know, it's not against, but in furtherance to the grace, because the grace of salvation comes, that is what you receive when you receive Christ. That's the grace available before a sinner receives Christ. But after receiving Christ, there is a grace of development. You develop in Christ. The Bible says, grow in grace. You grow in grace. That one, so when somebody sees that we are teaching people things, teaching people mysteries of Christ, they say, stop those things and preach salvation. You are not serious. The growing in Christ grows into maturity in Christ. So Christ be formed in you. Christ has departments. Christ is a priest. Christ is the king. He's the king. He's the high priest. And Christ is also what? The resurrected Savior. He's a Savior. So as a Savior, how does he save? Who does he save? When does he save? And how does he save? That is who a Savior is. And with what does he save? So he's a Savior. He's the high priest who is ministering. Now every high priest is ministering with giftings. How does he receive the giftings to also offer? Because the high priest did not go to manufacture their gift alone. They were given to him by the people they ministered on their behalf to God. And it's not different. The Bible says, if there are high priests who remain to offer gifts and what? Offerings unto God on behalf of the people. This one is also what? The same. Can't you read the book of Hebrews chapter 8? So this one also does the same thing. I mean, Jesus requires what? Gifts. So understand, how does he receive the gift? Where does he receive it from? So our worship, praise, our givings is spiritually and you know, converted unto him. That is why the Bible says that in heaven there was, you know, lightnings, thunderings, and smokes and what? Noises. Why? Because the Bible said the sacrifices and the prayers of the saints became a smoke. It became an incense. And it fills the whole heaven with it. The throne of God with it. And then God began to speak. So God has set a system up because He's God. There's a system that answers to our prayers. Yeah, that's what He said. Remember, Jesus said something very powerful. He says, very profound. He says, until now you have not asked anything. Ask and it shall be given unto you. So your joy will be full. But people ask, they don't get, because He says they ask amiss. That means there is a system set within the confines of the word of God, you know, that the people must what? Know. So it must be revealed in knowledge unto you, because it's already there. So somebody must discover what is there to teach the people to know to do. And it's so practical. It's so practical. I love the knowledge of God. Are you with me now? Now, so in the book of Titus, chapter number 2, verse 11, from 11 to 15, it says, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. So this grace is for all men. So that's why I ask, who or what is He going to save? That grace has appeared to every man. You can go to the Biaba and preach it. But you can't go to the Biaba and preach tight there. Because the people at the Biaba are not born again yet. They are not within the kingdom of God yet. So preaching be about to them, the Holy Ghost won't convict them for that. You are preaching tithe to them, the Holy Ghost will never convict them for tithe. Why? Because they must receive Christ first. Like the lady said, I prophesied to her. She wasn't believing. Jesus told me, I don't know her, even though she has been placed within faith in my kingdom. That means her name is with the Lord that she must be saved. So as I was receiving the word of God, the Lord told me she must be born again. So I told her, I invited her, and I led her to Christ first. Then I prayed and she received the Holy Ghost baptism. Right there, she started speaking in tongues and prophesying. She didn't even know what she said. That day she was speaking in tongues and prophesying to me that, thank you Lord for giving me my husband. I will give birth to children. And mentioned even the number, but she doesn't know it. Because I have told her all these things. She was speaking in tongues and I was understanding. You know, I have the gift of understanding of tongues. That is the understanding that we need to get. And when we are knowledgeable in the word of God, I tell you, we move higher. Higher pedestal. Say amen to the Lord. You think that you are wasting your time in the house of God? Never. A time is coming, you will know that, wow, I never wasted my time. You will appreciate, you see, the time you will appreciate even me for teaching you the word of God and I didn't hide anything has not come yet. Even what you know now, and you are saying, oh, wow, I know the Lord for myself. You have not yet seen it. You will see it later on. You will see it, the difference between you and others who have not heard the word of God in this life. You will see it. A time is coming, small time I'm going to give you. Because the Lord gave me timelines, myself and my brother. The moment this thing, because we are the ones who started prophesying about the end time, the things they are doing and all of that, and your eyes came. And, do you understand? If you like, check it. You know, we are even being insulted for that. But now, everybody is aware of, but it has stayed with what they know. But you know there is a progression? There is a progression. We are going to let you know the progression. Are you with me now?
Sure.
Yes, because all people are saying is that, okay, the rapture can happen anytime. But there are certain words, certain kind of fulfillment that must take place before that one comes. It has not taken place. That means they don't know. They don't know. What Jesus said is that I will come and receive you myself. He didn't say I will stay in heaven and call you up. I will come and receive you. When I'm done, I will come. So the Bible says when He comes, somebody will tell you, go here. He says, no one listen. As the Son appears and everybody sees, that is how the Son of Man will be. He will appear and everybody will see. Is that not what He said? And they are teaching different things. Now, so that is what the Bible says. So there's a grace of God that has appeared unto all men. The grace for salvation has appeared to all men. That's the grace to save people. Then he says what? The 12 verses, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, And this is what saves people. Denying ungodliness and worldly lust. We should live soberly, righteously, and godly at the present age. So when we teach people Christ and they receive Christ, we teach them the righteousness of God. We teach them how to be sober in Christ. Because anybody that you bring into Christ Jesus, and then you pray and they will receive the Holy Ghost and they start to hear signals of the Spirit, they want to go from house to house and start prophesying. Because they are not experienced, they will encounter a lot of troubles. So we keep them in the church, teach them. They have to be sober. Then we teach them and train you in relation to the word of God before you go out to teach. So you prepare with the armor of God. The reason why so many shepherds have been beaten and battered is because they were never trained. They were only trained how to bring people, but they were not trained in the light of his word, in the truth of his word. So when they were attacked by someone, witchcraft, spirit and all of that, they could not use the word of God to defend themselves. But that is not how it's supposed to be. When you train a man fully and then you release them to go, you get more fruit, resource than the people who have not been trained. Say amen to that.
Amen.
You like, watch it. Small time, they will be telling us, they will call us names. This thing doesn't happen. It happened all of a sudden. It's because I have spent all these years training you. It's now that we are about to go, our things will be different from everybody. And they will complain. They will complain. Watch. Watch and see. They will complain. They will complain. But you see, I don't give my ear to the world. And so, when people hear, and they will hear and send them message, they are worried. Don't be worried. You see, if you build a house and you paint it white, okay, and people are throwing mud stones around, and when you get there and then you pass, nobody will do anything to you. Especially when they start throwing it and then someone hits you. They will even apologize. But when you go and join them and you start throwing at each other, they can target your house. By the time you look at your house, it's dirty. They've muddied the whole thing. Because you've gone to be involved in it. Are you with me now? Yes. We, in our journey of the Spirit, we can get to a place where the place is waterlogged and it's muddy. And we will go gradually in it. Just take your time and go through. If you don't take your time and you start accusing, people are also trying to go through and they are talking. Some people will stand at the back of the mud and will watch it and say, as for me, I am a king. I can't walk through. I can't do it. But others, when they get there, they know that the journey must continue. So we start walking. You can fold your trouser or whatever and start walking in it. And when you are walking in the mud, you have to be skillful. When you step into one, you must remove the other one, okay, and step into. You can't bring your whole legs into jam like that. You will be stuck. So there are skillful ways of crossing a mud area. And if you get there and that is when you want to fight with somebody, the shirt you are wearing, you have to keep your garment clean. People will dirty your garment for you. It's not only fornication that dirties garment. When people are talking, you also went to so. Whilst the Holy Ghost has not asked you to, there are those the Holy Ghost will audibly tell you, show him the word of God. Once you have heard, you are not at fault, but beware that you have heard it from the Lord. And don't say, oh, I thought I heard it. You are not sure. Audibly hear and convince yourself that it's the Holy Spirit. Then that is what will happen. But if the Holy Ghost tell you, keep quiet. Or sometimes you will hear nothing about the Holy Ghost. You just want to see that if you will pass that test. If he doesn't talk, walk through the mud. People are trying to play in the mud. Don't just mind your business and walk. If they want to throw at you without you not looking, the angel is there to save you. But if you yourself involve yourself, then the angel will not be there because the angel can't control you. You are the one operating. But the angel is there to save anything that you are not aware of. Because you never involve yourself, so they want to throw the mud at you, the angel will save the situation. Are you hearing my point now? Be very careful. That's how it is. So in the journey of the Spirit, there's a place where you go through. People will talk. They will talk. You are not talking. And there are people who will be angry that you are not responding. The way the guy is doing that thing, you are supposed to respond. No. No, 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 no. We don't respond to madmen at, you know, on the streets. Can you imagine? The moment you start fighting with a madman on the street, you are also... I didn't say it. The moment you see a madman on the street and then you start fighting the madman, everybody will pass and thinking that you two, you are the same. Oh, so this nice man, Oduha Aweyi, this nice man, as soon as he got here, he's become mad. So we don't respond to that. So in the journey of the spirit, there are places where there are trials, persecutions. You don't respond. You need to keep quiet. Silence is golden. But when you hear audibly from the Lord that this one, he's saying something that is a lie, respond to the person. You don't even respond in anger, but in love. Because in anger, you can also fail. But in love and in wisdom, there are matters that you add your voice is skilled. Why? Because you add your voice with great dexterity. You get my point now? Good. That's what it is. So the Lord is telling you, and it's very, very important. The Bible says, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. So you see, the grace of salvation appears unto all men. You go to every place. But when you come, you are sober and you study the word of God in an attempt to what? To look for the blessed hope until the appearing of our Lord. Every scripture talks about until the appearing of our Lord. And there are other people are saying, until we are taken. It is the Lord that will take us. And so if he doesn't appear, you are not taken. You look at the scriptures. People don't look at that place. Until the appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify. So he has redeemed us first of all, and he is purifying us. So the reason why we gather ourselves in the church to hear the message of the Lord is that the message is purifying us. Until what? Until the great day. He's purifying for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. So somebody said, oh, there's no good work in the church. There's a good work in the church. Giving is a good work. Doing the house of God's work is a good work. Caring for the brethren is a good work. Giving alms to the poor is a good work. Orphans, needy, as we do, is a good work. Touching people is a good work. Praying for people is a good work. Caring for people is a good work. Interceding for people, fasting for people is a good work. So there are good works in the word of God. He says, speak these things. Tell your neighbor, speak these things. Exalt and rebuke with all authority. Let no one despise you in doing that. So if you are a skilled man in the word of God, in handling the word of God, you are given authority to rebuke whilst nobody can hurt you. Otherwise, people will bring the word of God down into mockery. That's what the Bible says. Somebody clap your hands for the word of God. And one of the things you need to understand about the greater mandate, the capacity you are building, is that the greater mandate has something profound in it. In the book of Ephesians, chapter number 3, let me go to the chapter, the verse number 7. It says that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace. So the grace that we are talking about, God has levels of grace. Remember, it was abundance of grace. Okay? He has greater grace. Then he has what? The exceeding riches of his grace. So we have the riches of grace. So that at the end, Jesus will show us the exceeding riches of his grace. Now, when we receive that, our body, our new body, it is an exceeding riches of grace. So, the grace to heal the sick, raise the dead, and all of that, they are graces. But the exceeding riches of grace is also there. And he will show us, after we have been purified, we have been what? Nullified, we have been what? Sanctified, we have been what? Raised up. We have gotten to the quality of what? The age. So that the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. Not people who are outside Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus. Then he says, for we are saved by grace through faith. So this is the saving grace. And Titus explains it better there. Paul said it. And so the same Paul was right, you know, who was with Titus and was guiding him. But this is great. It's good to hear that. Are you with me, somebody? It's a very powerful thing. It's a grace that you need to understand. Now, then the next thing you need to get in this season, God want to give us a greater mandate. He want us to acquire this greater capacity. It's His divine power giving us all things. Now, a lot of times, believers want to get things done. Spiritual assets, like spiritual giftings, spiritual knowledge, spiritual what? Heights. Spiritual maturity, want to attain there. Okay? But we need to understand that there is a divine power that has already given us all these things. So, our quest should be to discover. To what? To discover. To learn of them. Now, where does this grace reside? Or where does this divine power reside? The book of 2 Peter, chapter number 1, verse 3, tells us about this power. Okay? Thank you, Jesus. It tells us about this power. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm about to drop because I can't finish all. I just mentioned them and then that's it. The book of 2 Peter, chapter number 1, verse 3, talks about this power. He says, as His divine power has given to us all things. How many things? But what has given unto us? Somebody says, oh no, His divine power is given unto us. No. It's God who gives unto us, not divine power. Yeah. Now, you see, you'll be mistaken with the word of God. He has put structures to it. God sits upon the throne and He has structured His things. God that we are dealing with, He has government. And He said, the government of the Lord shall be upon the shoulders of His Son. So, if a president forms his government, and the president want to talk to his people, he can talk to his people through his ministers. He has actually given his power, delegated his power to them. So minister of agriculture, minister of whatever, minister of housing, minister. So he want to talk to various departments. That's what he will do. The same way, the Lord God Almighty, Jesus Christ, has given us something within ourselves, and it is called divine power in the Holy Ghost. So that divine power, all the provisions that we'll ever need, He's actually put all of them there. And so once you have received the Holy Spirit, they are all inside of you. But you have not learned to discover them. So the more the word of God is coming, the more you are discovering them. So your protection is within the divine power. Do you understand? Your financial power is within it. Your divine security is within it. Your understanding of the word is within it. The knowledge of the word of God is in it. Wisdom is within it. Love is within it. So let it out by knowing and then what? Enforcing it, practicing it. Now, so when you read the book of, 2 Peter chapter number 1 verse 3, it says, as His divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to heaven, to life. The life of Christ we have received whilst we are on earth. So all things that pertains to life, and then godliness. Do you understand what godliness is about? Piety. Do you understand? It's like godliness, the state and quality of God. God's consciousness. So you see, when we say God, God is a holy God. So that's what it means, holy. Godliness is like how you have been set apart unto the things of God. So His divine power has given you all things that pertains to this life and godliness. So if you want to live like God or as God, the power to live as God is being released into you. The reason why you are not able to fight against fornication, adultery, you are not able to fight against theft, lies and all of that, is because that power is inside of you, but it's lying dormant. You have not activated them. So you don't even have self-control. So when you see a lady, a nice lady, shake her body, your sensitivity is what? You go onto the internet. Because you don't have self-control. You don't have self-control. But when there is a self-control, And it's inside of you. The more you study it, the more it comes out of you. Because his divine power has given to you all things that pertains to this life and godliness. The victories of the life is inside of you. Your promotions is inside of you. Elevations of the spiritual, is everything is inside of you. Because the Holy Ghost is inside of you. Can you imagine? The Holy Ghost is the one who made Jesus everything in this life. When the Holy Ghost left Jesus, Jesus said, Father, Father, why have you left me? You have forsaken me. Jesus was teaching and says, Philip asked him, show us the Father. He said, ah, the Father is in me and I'm in the Father. So the Holy Spirit is the one who carries God into you. He carries Jesus into you. He carries all the plans, agendas of, you know, Jesus into you. All the agendas of Christ is inside of you. Your spiritual eyes is inside of you. Do you know that? You don't. Your spiritual eyes is inside. So it is a knowledge I will give you that pray this time, meditate this way, and then when you start doing it, then the unction starts coming. So it's like your life, the core of your life. That's the inner man. It's inside of you. Because the divine power has given unto us all things. He didn't say some things. Listen, the songs you ever sing to praise Jesus on this earth, for it to be a hit all over the world, is inside of you. You have not yet discovered it. That's why I said, don't do some of the things you do. It's because you are quenching them. It's inside of you. It flows by instructions. Everything is inside. Riches, wealth is inside of you. That's why you can see visions. And you see that you are big, you are glorious, you are in some kind of mansion. But on earth here, even your landlord is chasing you for small rent. I'm telling you, because it's inside of you. You need to discover. You need to uncover. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, it's time for you to uncover. And this is part of the greater mandate you have been given. To help people uncover themselves. To apocalypto themselves. Do you understand? Yes. To apocalypto themselves. To be able to what? You know, uncover. That's what it means. I can't go more, all right? Because his divine power has given unto us all things that pertains to godliness. He said, through the knowledge of him. So when we are teaching him, you are uncovering yourself. You are discovering yourself. Who has called us by glory and virtue? So we have been called by glory and virtue. So our call is not without glory. Our call is with glory. Our call is with also virtue. So we have not been saying that we should just be powerless and walk around and then witches will have control over us. No! We have been called to quench occultism. Somebody needs to say amen. Amen. In your area, when you lift up your hand and say, Father, I thank you, let the peace of God be in this territory. Listen, the occult grandmaster, when he chants, it must not work. Are you looking at me? Don't look at me like Prophet John is the only one who can do it. No. The Lord says I should teach you. It's a divine mandate. Greater mandate for you.
Amen.
No, no. Somebody is not listening.
Amen.
I said the Lord said I should teach you. That it's not only me that prays for him to answer. You too, you have been positioned to pray for him to answer.
Amen.
You too, you have been positioned to quench the violence of demonic things.
Amen.
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 When you wake up, and you announce your presence in the house, witches must sleep. They must die.
Yes.
You said the lion of this family has woken up. Every witch, they will just lie low. In the night when you wake up at 12 and you say, Father, I thank you for the peace of God in this house. Let the glory of God rest upon this place. All this territorial space. I tell you that night, all the witches in your family, if they are within that compound or within that territorial space, they won't fly. By that lifting up your hands and the words you have spoken, it has limited them from flying. Anybody who tries will be disgraced.
Amen.
They try. I'm telling you. Do you believe?
Yes.
Now, can I see your hand if you believe? Say, I believe Jesus.
I believe.
Amen. And if you think you don't believe, just tell Jesus, Jesus, help my unbelief. Yes, somebody's prayer in the Bible and Jesus answered it. Help my unbelief. I'm telling you, you are as powerful as the Lord himself, because his divine power that he has given to you, he had it, he used it, he has given you the same. Not quarter, not half, the same. Tap your neighbor and say, the same, the same, the same. Please, it's the same. Your mind is telling you that it's not the same. It's the same. Have faith in Jesus. So when we say have faith in the word of God, that's what it means. What the word says is what you believe and what you act on, not what anybody says. That's why I read with you and then I communicate. It's not like I come here as a champion and then I'm talking my mind. No, I read with you and then we communicate. Clap your hands if you believe it. So, if you are a believer, strive to know the word of God daily. See, teaching services must be attended than any other service. I'm telling you. If you know that I'm having a conference and I'm teaching, and you come when the prophetic time is up, you have actually killed yourself. I can prophesy, but the word will not sustain it. What word do you have in you to sustain the prophecy? Let me tell you something. We started 9 years ago, and then this is nine. The Lord Jesus told me that you have built pillars. The core pillars I wanted you to build, that's what you have built. And he told me in the book of Timothy, the Bible says, the church is the ground and the pillar of what? He said, that's what you have built. So you have built like pillars in people that you can flourish with. So you are a pillar. You are a pillar. You are a pillar. You are a pillar in the UK there. You are a pillar. You are a pillar. You are a pillar. Do you understand the point now? So can you imagine the kind of pillars I have? If all of you here are pillars, all of you, I can see all of you pillars. Then you, pillars I'm going to use in one building. And you see pillars, we space them out. What kind of building do you think I'm going to build? And the building I'm talking about is the spiritual house of God. Yeah. That's why I'm telling you that we are about to flow.
Amen.
Why? Because you are my pillars.
Amen.
Jesus said, you have built pillars for me. And now, John, I can flow. I said, Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So his divine power in you has given you all things. When you wake up, you say, Father, in the name of Jesus. All finances are mine in Jesus' name. As I go out right now, by your power in me, I make all the monies. In my business, in Jesus' name. That's why I say, tell your business. Business, hear me. You are flourishing. Mention your business and say, this is my business. You are flourishing. In Jesus' mighty name. Say amen to that. Amen. Glory be to Jesus. Yes! Mazatalaba. Then he talks about attaining to all riches of the Father and Christ Jesus. Can you imagine? Attaining to all the riches of the Father and Christ Jesus. You want to know what is inside? Because of time, I will drop here. Attaining to all the riches of the Father in Christ Jesus. Hey! So all the riches the Father has and Christ Jesus has, he says you have to attain to. Parato Pele. Sometimes, it sounds so glorious. It's like, is it correct? But is he telling us the truth? The atmosphere is full of fire.
The sister commanded to die. The cancer is dead.
I see Ghana College of Physicians and Surgeons. I don't know why in the realm of the spirit I am playing with you like a football at a Jesuman.
That's why I come.
In the realm of the spirit, they have enchanted a kind of gross darkness atmosphere to follow this woman. Sometimes it's like a voice wants to penetrate through. He said, you shall not hear it again. For I, the Lord, I have looked upon you and have considered you.
Amen.
And I have loved you and I will deliver you.
Amen.
And I will set you apart.
Amen.
The assurance of salvation is within the knowledge that you have received, and it is sealed by the faith of God, and it is operated by the love of God, so that you can actually live and hope for what is ahead. The Bible said today, if you shall hear his word, do not harden your heart as in the days of the rebellion, as they rebelled and perished, but believe, so that I never understand, there shall be signs, there shall be wonders, there shall be miracles for somebody who believes.
Join the Lord's General, Prophet John Anoche, for this month's special edition of GPP, happening month of February, Thursday 27th and Friday 28th February, 2025 at 5:30 p.m. prompt at the Hill City Church, number 14, Boundary Road, East Lagoon, Accra. Connect online via World Wide Word Television or our diversified online platforms. Word
online. We trust you've enjoyed today's broadcast. For more information, visit www.johnanojiministries.org, www.worldwideworldministries.org, or call 0302-507-154 or 0540-996-670. This broadcast is made possible by partners of John Anoche Ministries.
This program is rated PG. It contains scenes of brief nudity, mild violence, and strong language. Parental guidance is advised.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26767 6055, +233 26767 6055, or send an email to info@godswordforus.com, info@godswordforus.com.